Romans 8:28 states, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." Good evening and welcome to Destiny, the open door in our spiritual life teachings on today. For a couple of days now, I've been doing the podcast in the evenings, still asking for prayers for my relative. So those of you who are our prayer warriors of the hour, please extend your hands to our family at this current time. We are asking for prayers, extending forth to my beloved grandmother and needing a dose of just the warm and fuzzies on tonight to allow for that to extenuate throughout the entire family and our friends who love her so much. So in that regard, I have changed up the programming to consist of the evening hours so that I can do what is needed to be done during the day for our family. So we thank you all who have been praying for us. I love you for it, and God bless you for it too. So let us begin. God is so amazing, right? Yes. I would like to talk about the cosmic Christ love on today. And the cosmic Christ love, strength, and power raises within me and around me to touch all of my soul family. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to shine my light and love on everyone who are supporting Destiny, the open door, and our spiritual life teachings. I would like to start the program with a decree that touched me on today. Oh, beloved mighty I Am Presence, I demand the golden flame, the golden substance, and the golden inner essence of the physical sun and the great central sun come forth, come forth, come forth into and around me and all under this radiation. Isaiah 43:19 states, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Aha! "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. Yes. This is the healing magic of the centuries. If you will hold on to it with a love and devotion that its peace will bring you, your own experience will seem like magic to the outer world. This inner essence of the golden flame in which I am conveying to all of you is from the great central sun, and it has blessings beyond words to describe it. If you care to accept this mighty outpouring and you give it daily recognition and also call forth its healing blessing to life for its purification and its power of love, that great cosmic Christ love from the heart of the universe is ever ready to open every door ahead of you and to those constructive activities that are the fulfillment of the great divine plan, this great divine plan for the whole of the earth, the universe, and multi-universe, and may become the healing presence wherever you abide. The healing essence may fill you with itself, and you, the presence of peace, may pour out the love that will make the rest of mankind desire to be like you. When I express about the great I am, it is a calling unto God. Each time I pour out my love and sincere gratitude to presence, things in my life just change. There are so many different situations that I can not even describe where presence just showed up and presence showed out in my life. And so I just want you all to know that this great divine sonship, this Christ, this ever-present one is always present once you call Mighty I Am Presence forth to be the ruler of the day. Each time you call presence forth, presence is acting on your behalf. And so that's what I wanted to share with you all. It's not something that is so far off that you can't touch it. You can't feel it. You need to see it. No. Presence is within you. Presence is around you. Presence is all about you. And you must begin the process of working on yourself to allow for presence to be that powerhouse. Be that strength. Be that which is God authority within you and about you for all the rest of the days that you have on this planet Earth. Presence is here. Presence is active. And so let us go into the preamble for today. In the name of my beloved mighty, I am presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. The Master Chohan, beloved Lanto, Archangel Jophiel, Archei Christine, Elohim Apollo, and Lady Compliment Lumina, beloved Jesus, Archangel Michael, protect us in the God illumination and the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the Temple of Illumination. In the Temple of the Ascension. Come. Come. Come in your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies. Raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained and ever expanding until all are holy, ascended in the light and free. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. And our decree declaration for the day is, before you go to sleep, turn your attention to presence with all the love at your command. Thank God presence for all the good it has given you through the centuries. Then say, we're coming out of the I Am Decree Book 47, I Am Decree Book, I'm sorry, 2, number 47 and number 32. Through the beloved mighty, I am presence, which I am. I go forth tonight, and I call the hand of God into my world to take command of these problems and bring the God adjustment by the God means with the God protection that produces God victory and brings God's wisdom and God's love, and God's power, and to all our problems or our conditions, and compels them to become the mighty blessing of God's love to me and all about me. The hand of God corrects my mistakes and wipes out their cause, effect, record, and memory, and produces the victory of God's perfection forever sustained in the future. And my world is the world of God's heart. Through my beloved mighty I Am presence, I go forth tonight and I call the hand of God into my world to take command of these problems and bring the God adjustment by the God means with the God protection that produces God victory and brings God's wisdom and God's love and God's power into all our problems or our conditions and compels them to become the mighty blessing of God's love to me and all about me. The hand of God corrects my mistakes and wipes out their cause, effect, record, and memory, and produces the victory of God's perfection forever sustained in the future. And my world is the world of God's heart. And our forgiveness declaration is this, number 32. We call on the law of forgiveness, and with all the love and acknowledgement of the mighty I Am presence, as the only possessor of the outer self, we say, through the presence which I am, through the mighty I Am presence which possesses me, the outer self, I call those forces of God's light into action. I call the hand of God's light into action to remove the cause, effect, record, and memory. The appearance and action of every limitation from my world right now, this instant and forever. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. And our spiritual guidance prelude for the hour is this. It doesn't take a moment. It doesn't take but a moment, precious ones, for love to come into your feelings from our octave. If you let us in, but you must let us in. We do not intrude our love. That would not be wisdom, or it would have been done long ago. If the cosmic law were such that we could have, by force, stood mankind's hatred aside and made them the victory of our love, dear hearts, long centuries ago, would the great cosmic beings have done that to prevent suffering and limitation to God's great flame of life. But now that you are entering through the door of this great love of which I speak tonight, I come in the peace of its heart to bring you the release in your outer affairs of the power of cosmic Christ love. Charge yourselves with its power. You cannot possibly do any damage. How could the cosmic Christ love that contains within it the wisdom of the central sun and that sustains the whole world? How could its power produce anything in your being and world but perfection? And were you to charge yourselves with the immortal power of cosmic Christ love, you could never again make a mistake, precious ones. You couldn't make a mistake. If the power of that love, which holds balance and purity and perfection everywhere in this whole system of worlds, why wouldn't it hold the same perfection in you and your world? From tonight, will you make your world the immortal power of cosmic Christ love and see for yourselves the happiness and the truth in the words I speak? Demand that your world from tonight be only the power of cosmic Christ love, and let us see what happens to your problems. Let us see what happens to the health of the body. Let us see what happens to your business affairs and to your associations with your fellow man. When you begin to feel the great immortal power of cosmic Christ love, then will the light burst within you. Then will you know what the power of mastery means to life and to those in the physical octave who are around you. You may become the sun of your world when you choose to call this power into outer action in its cosmic Christ victorious authority in this world. This power must come into the physical octave if mankind are going to cease their encroaching discord. That which has sought to make mankind believe that it was the all power through war is but viciousness that has opposed the perfection of life. But tonight, you, my loved ones, who belong to the mighty Saint Germain, you can be clothed in mighty power of cosmic Christ love. And then, if you choose to fulfill that great divine plan in outer physical action, you won't have problems. Your problems are only little places where this love has not yet grown as a permanent plant in your world, a permanent blessing, and a reservoir of power that is always ready to serve you, that always produces perfection, that always dissolves every possible problem and always leaves you at peace in the happiness of its eternal perfection. That love, on an instant, my dear ones, can still pain. That love can instantly purify the flesh structure. It can instantly purify the atmosphere in which you move. It is the sustaining power of systems of worlds. Why would it sustain? Why would it not sustain you? Why would it not sustain you? You have never quite charged yourselves, my loved ones, with this great, masterful power of cosmic Christ love. You have called love into outer action, and thank God you have. But I say to you tonight, call the immortal power of mastery of cosmic Christ love into yourselves, into your affairs, and compel freedom to manifest and be yours wherever you choose to go. The cosmic Christ love contains more energy than all mankind and all on earth put together. Therefore, when you call the immortal power of its great mastery in and around yourselves, and you demand your world be the victorious presence of cosmic Christ love and its immortal freedom to life, then so shall it be established unto you. The Blessed Master Jesus. May you be blessed in this essence of his words to us on tonight. Matthew 24:35 states, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Our prayer, invocation, and supplication for this hour is this. In the name of the presence of God, I am in me. The source that is anchored in my heart, we call to you on today to invoke the illumination flame in, through, and around my body elemental, and that of all mankind each day. we ask for the Ascended Master's consciousness to be with us now and to radiate out divine love, divine wisdom, and divine power, which is the threefold flame acting in our lives daily to expand each one's mind into the divine. In this pure state of being, we find that our teacher of instruction, the Master Chohan, beloved Lanto, Archangel Jophiel, Archei Christine, Elohim Apollo, and Lady Compliment, Lumina, preparing our four lower bodies for the illumination of the mind, to be so filled with light and the expansion of light, extending to the heart of Father, Mother, God, and the great central sun. Yes. Let us just soak all of that up right now as we pause to allow these great beings into our space and realm at this time. I ask through my ever-present I Am God Self to begin to work a mighty work in my life. That which is all illumined, that divine spark, to allow for the boundless powers of cosmic Christ love and cosmic Christ accomplishment from the mighty I Am Presence, the cosmic Christ love, and the great central sun, which is the authority of life everywhere, to encapsulate my being and world, to permeate that which is light, and allow that substance and energy to connect to those I come into contact with, who are the countless number of souls born upon this earth that must go through the process of perfecting themselves as the ideal image of God, as God sees himself, for this process to be interconnected. And as we each individually realize our own divinity and begin to allow the teachings to saturate our minds and hearts with God-realized design, as this knowing will weave into the minds of that Christed one, that each soul is given the same power, each soul is given the same expression, each soul is given the same dominion over all that God himself has, the process of discovery and development of the human will instantaneously change and magnetize and transform into what God intended for each one. I ask that my will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to allow the opportunity of my light to fill the earth and all life upon the earth in an effort to eradicate ignorance of our true higher soul selves, and to begin the process of illuminating and healing our souls with the light of knowledge. with the light of wisdom and with the light of education from the brotherhoods of wisdom and the brothers of the golden robe in the temple of illumination. Please now let us make our heart calls to God presence, the great I am now. As we pause to allow the heavenly host to guide us on today, let us state our personal prayers now. Please allow entrance of Mighty I Am Presence to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us. The Master Lord Lanto, Archangel Jophiel, Archei Christine, Elohim Apollo, and Lady Compliment, Lumina, and the Brotherhood of the Golden Robes, to enter our space and commune with us now. We thank you, beloved Mighty I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. And we also thank the Ascended Host and Legions of Light who dwell on the second-rate band of light in heaven. Our beloved Masters of the Light, it is so done in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and World Mother, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our affirmation for today or tonight, as we enter into the realm of sleep, is this. I am the light of cosmic Christ illumination. I am the light of cosmic Christ illumination. I am the light of illumination. I am the light of education. I am the light of education. I am the light of education. I am the light of wisdom. I am the light of wisdom. I am the light of wisdom. I am light. Open door in our spiritual life teachings. Signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God always shine upon you. And may you always dwell in the house of the Lord with Christ illumination. Christ illumination. Christ illumination. Always. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty. Oh.